My name is Leslie Kennan. I am 47 years old. Today is November 24th, 2017, and I'm speaking with my Uncle Lawrence Kennan, who is my uncle. We are recording this interview in Flossmoor, Illinois. This is very close to Chicago. Okay, the first question I have for you, Uncle Lawrence, is how did you find your way to your job or career? And I know that you're retired now, but how did you find your way to your career? And what was your career?
First of all, I'm now 88 years old and retired. I'm retired from being an attorney, and I found my way to the career by learning my father's history, and he had explained to us that coming from Mississippi, he described some of the activities and the culture of Mississippi, and he told us about the lynchings that had occurred during his life, and the segregation and prejudice and racism of his experience. And at an early age, I thought that I would want to become a lawyer to give answers to the many issues that affected the black people, and that perhaps I could help the freedom of the black community.
Okay.
Now, that's the reason, and the question was, how did I find it?
How did you find your way to your job or career?
So, in going to school, I went to an elementary school that was really not racist. It was an integrated school, and it was kind of an unusual situation because we had a principal who was really not a racist. After I got into high school, I encountered the regular racism, which reinforced my desire to protect the black community. And part of the oppression that was suffered by the blacks was that we were not educated enough to know what our rights were, and I wanted to be able to protect the rights of the black people. So I continued to go on to school and to review going to law school for that reason, and I went on through law school for that purpose.
Okay, thank you. Do you feel like your job was your calling? Why or why not? And why or why not? I'm sorry. If not, what do you believe is your calling? But I think you kind of answered that question for me already. Is to why you went into law and what the reason for that was. So I'm going to go on to the next question here. Tell me some of your favorite work stories.
Well, as a lawyer, I was able to have a broad base experience.
Okay, so we were talking about some of your favorite work stories. What are some of your favorite work stories?
I had a prelude to it because it has to do with the efforts that I had to make in order to protect the rights of black folks.
Mm-hmm.
And I came out of law school, where I passed the bar in the 50s, end of the 50s, in the beginning of the 60s, at which time the civil rights movement was beginning and developing into full force. And one of my efforts was to represent the protesters, or those persons who were demonstrating against the oppression and the racism of our community. And during the protests and the protest marches, there were multiple arrests of the peaceful protesters, and my favorite recollections of the best part of my career was protecting the marchers during the civil rights movement.
Mm.
I represented them without cost because their rights were being violated. At the time, they were attempting a peaceful protest of the discrimination that we were undergoing at that time. So that was my major preference of for enjoying my work. That was one.
Mm-hmm.
And then that was throughout. The next was the fact that I had partners who developed a law partnership at a time when most of the young black people coming out were unable to be hired by the white law firms or companies or any of the areas in which they could have had their practice. So we could not represent companies and other entities, so that we began our own law firm and we ended up with 5 partners, and it became quite successful. After Harold Washington was elected, we began to get larger clients and represent the crossover clients, such as the housing department, the Greyhound bus, and other corporate businesses. So that was another part of my enjoyment in the practice.
Was it more fun to represent the large businesses than it was the individual people, or did you find more satisfaction from representing the people?
By far, my greatest satisfaction was representing the people, and in representing the protesters.
Mm-hmm.
There was an integrated protest during that period, and I represented both the blacks and the whites who were arrested at the time.
So you were you, and you may have said this already, I just want to clarify.
Mm-hmm.
Were you a civil rights attorney?
That was being a civil rights attorney.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
And let me go, mm-hmm. after Harold Washington came about, and this was about the time that the civil rights effort, the thrust of it was diminishing, and I became a corporate lawyer. But while I was a corporate lawyer, I still continued to represent persons involved in the civil rights movement as a part of my whole overall practice.
Did you do a lot of pro bono work in your civil rights work?
Yes. In all of my practice during the movement, when I was representing the protesters, mm-hmm. it was all pro bono.
Okay. All right. Are there any lessons your work life taught you or has taught you?
Yes. First of all, to be able to focus.
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, to have courage.
I want to stop you right there for a second. When you say to have courage, did you ever have any, were you ever in situations of like physical or career damage?
Yeah.
Or threats to your career, to your
The at the time there was the Democrats had the Democratic machine under Mayor Daley, and anyone who was not with the machine was considered an enemy of the city. And I never joined the Democratic machine. I was always protesting the machine because the machine was racist. And in the community, in my own community, most of the people who were successful had some connection with the machine, and so I was considered somewhat a radical for standing against the machine. So that was a threat to my own future for that. But in representing the protesters, that was against the administration. Therefore, I was considered an outsider. So there was a threat to our organization,
mm-hmm.
which completely turned, reversed itself when Harold Washington became, Harold Washington was our first black mayor, and when he got into office, he forwarded businesses to me, larger white businesses that I would never have gotten had he not been in there, and that propelled the success of our organization, and we had a certain respect in the legal community for being able to represent the larger corporations and businesses as well as the individual solo efforts.
Okay. Let's go on to our next and last question. Tell me about the best person or the worst person that you have ever worked for or with. Let's start with the best person. Besides working with me now.
For actual working with.
Or for.
Actually, after I came out of the law school and after I passed the bar, I primarily worked for myself. So the best person I worked for was myself.
That is not at all narcissistic. Not at all. Not even in the slightest bit.
All right.
Perfectly normal.
Okay.
And the worst person you worked for?
Oddly enough, the worst person I worked with was my law partner, Ronald Samuels. He was a very good lawyer, and he worked for himself. And in many instances, he was not the best, element of the law firm. But he and I had kind of diametrically opposed concepts in the practice because, for instance, he would never have been a civil rights lawyer. He thought of money first, and in many instances, some of the things that he did in the practice would not be in the best efforts or the best sense of ethics. For instance, if a person came in for one point and there was another very obvious point that loomed beyond or underneath the point that the client was requesting, he would charge the person to handle that one point and would not mention the other point at all. Whereas I would tell the whole story and I would represent the total person. His feeling was if he was not being paid for it, then he would never mention it.
So no full disclosure, only disclosure for
that's
what that billable.
And that was not an unusual aspect of the practice of law, that, you know, billing on your hours and so forth. But in the instance of attempting to protect the rights of my community, of the blacks in my community, I believed in the full disclosure.
Wow. Okay. Well, that was our last question. I appreciate you taking out a couple of minutes to tell me about your work-life history. We have a lot of stories in our family, and we hear a lot of stories, so this is just one really cool way of capturing that and sharing it with the world. So I appreciate you doing this for me.
Please, Mr. Very small.